Welcome to Banerjee B-Roll, our internal podcast giving you a small glimpse into what's been happening within our content powerhouse and a chance to meet colleagues across the business. I'm Yeye and I'm joined by co-host Emily.
On this month's B-Roll episode, we are talking all things back to school. To kick this off, we would like to introduce you to our first guest, Leila Hopday, VP of Acquisitions at Banerjee Rights, who has recently launched the Parent Secures Employee Resource Group.
This crucial initiative promises to be incredibly beneficial and significant for many parents within the company.
Welcome to Banerjee B-Roll, Leila.
Thanks for having me.
So I understand that the Parents and Carers group was your brainchild. So what sparked the idea to create this group?
Yeah, I was having lots of sort of informal conversations with my colleagues and my friends in the business, sort of in the kitchen or just in the office, about what it's like to work and have kids or have caring responsibilities and the sort of challenges that we're all facing with juggling work and parenthood. And I just thought it would be really useful for me, and I felt like for other people as well, to have sort of a more formal, structured environment where we could chat and share advice and, you know, come together for support.
We wanted to talk about as well the recent coffee and conversation that you held last week. How did you find the session and what was your highlight from the conversation?
I came away from it actually feeling quite invigorated because it was really nice to hear about other people across the business feeling the same way as me or struggling with parent guilt and struggling with the work-life blend. So it was just so great to be able to lead such an open, honest conversation with so many different voices from across the group. I loved hearing from Karen at Houdini Coaching. She spoke about how important it is to be honest with your boss or your colleagues about what it is that you need to be able to balance work and parenting responsibilities. And I also loved hearing from the Banerjee Group CFO, Cédric Brignon, about the flexibility and how important it is to be able to be flexible for your employees and allow them that time and space to be able to balance work and home life. I just felt like it was a really refreshing, open conversation that was great. And I'm looking forward to the next one. You know, obviously, being a parent or a carer is so important to people's lives. It's so central. And so when people are asked about their experiences and their struggles, you know, people really, I think, appreciate the opportunity to open up about it. So, for example, a lot of people were talking about the difficulties they faced in some circumstances about breastfeeding at work and some of the stigma around that. And I think there was a really interesting conversation going on that was just in the chat while we were actually having the main conversation. So that was really, really great to see.
And I think as a working parent, you know, how important is it to have a supportive community around you, would you say?
For me, it's really vital. I mean, the old mantra that it takes a village to raise a child is still true. And I'm lucky to have family and in-laws and parents very close by to where I live. So they're always there to help out should I need it. But I know that I'm really lucky in that and not everyone has that available to them. For me, then, I'm conscious that it's really important to show that we're supporting working parents for people who don't have that close by support network. So, yeah, it's really important for me.
Could you kind of explain what you're hoping to achieve with the group in the long run? And if somebody wants to join, how can they take part?
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to host more coffee and conversation events, getting some guest speakers in maybe across the industry and talking about their experiences of being parents and carers while working. I'd like also to broaden out the conversation eventually to include people with all caring responsibilities. At the moment, it's quite focused on parents, but I'm just conscious that, you know, I'm sure there are a lot of people within the organisation who have other caring responsibilities who perhaps aren't being heard or don't have the opportunity to come to a group yet. So I'd like to sort of broaden it out in that way. If anyone wants to join, you know, they're obviously more than welcome. They can email banerjeegroupcoms@banerjee.com or they can just email me, leila.hopday@banerjeerights.com, and we can sort that out. But yeah, the more the merrier, and it would be great to have more people joining.
So we'd like to move on to the next part of the podcast called Banerjee in a Bottle. So here we uncover our guests' top tips for making it in the industry. Since this is our back to school special, we want you to imagine a working parent is stranded on the industry island and a bottle washes up on the shore, offering them advice on how to make it back. So what advice, Layla, would you give to help them navigate their career while balancing parenthood?
Being honest with your employer about what it is that you need to be able to balance your work and home life. If that means, you know, having to leave the office sometimes at 4 o'clock to make pickup, or and knowing that you'll log on later to catch up, just feeling like you can have those open and honest conversations around flexibility. I think I mentioned it in the copying conversation that there was a point where I didn't really want to bring my home life into work at all, and I would prefer just to keep them separate. But ultimately, that made me not a very happy person and probably not a very good employee either. So being able to just have those open, honest conversations and talk about my kids, which are a big part of my life and are important to me, you know, makes me a better employee and makes me do my job better because I'm ultimately happier.
We're thrilled to introduce our second guest for this episode, Fabian Tobias, Managing Director of Endemolschein Germany.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
So we just wanted to start with asking you, Fabian, if you can tell us a bit about your journey into parenthood.
Yes, I am the father of a 5.5-year-old girl, Sophia, and a 2-year-old boy, Luca. And my husband and I, we always had this dream of becoming fathers and a family. And I think the reason for that might be that I grew up in a really happy family. 2 sisters, my parents are now in their 70s, still together, still happy, still enjoying life. And, you know, being raised in a big, happy family just probably gives you this, yeah, this feeling of that's what I would love for my life as well. And my husband, Alessandro, had the same, you know, the same dream. So we shared the same dream and we started to go on a journey that was quite difficult, but at the end, we are super, super happy to be the fathers of 2 wonderful and healthy children.
I mean, it must be hard balancing work responsibilities and being a parent and carer, and it, you can imagine it can be incredibly challenging at times, but how do you juggle such a high demanding role with being a parent?
I mean, at the end, I think it is a question of how you look at life. But also, to be honest, of course, a lot of parents face challenges and struggles, and that's absolutely okay. You know, one of the most important things in the role of being a parent is that you understand you're not always perfect. And the thrive for perfection is not the way to go, because you can't be. But you can try better, and you can really try hard, and that's already really good.
Yeah, I think what was interesting in the conversation from last week as well is that somebody was saying that basically some days you're going to be a great parent and another day you're going to be a great employee. Sometimes you just need to be, it's not like you can be both all the time at like 100%. So it's giving that flexibility.
Absolutely. And also the things you learn as a parent and the things you learn with raising children are really beneficial to your job in general. I would really say that if you're a parent, you need to make decisions every day, all the time. You are a decision maker. As a parent, you need to set priorities. As a parent, you need to communicate. You need to communicate clearly, otherwise you face a lot of misunderstandings and struggles. You have to manage your time really well, and I think those are all things that, you know, can really benefit your job. And that's also something we experience clearly at Endemolschein Germany. We have a lot of part-time parents. We don't look at them like, oh my God, they have such a hard time. They're really in struggles. No, we look at them a lot of respect and admire, because we see how efficient they are and how great they are as leaders. And I think that's the spirit that the Bunny Joy Group is all about.
And so we wanted also to ask you about if you've ever faced any misconceptions or biases as a working parent, and have you addressed them previously?
To be honest, not one single thing, but I'm also aware that this might have to do with my position, you know, but maybe also with my perspective and my view that I don't look at it as a problem. And if you don't look at it as a problem personally, you might not let others do the same, at least when they talk directly to you. And of course, I'm aware that in my position, it's also maybe easier to create, because, you know, I'm creating this company, also the culture of the company. And of course, then this is something I'm personally not facing. But of course, we all know that in our industry and other industries, there are still a lot of biases and misconceptions. And sometimes working parents are looked at, you know, oh my God, are they still that efficient? Are they still, can they still contribute that effectively to the industry or to the company? But I think also those are concepts that we've, at least I can say very clearly for Endemol Shine, and I'm absolutely convinced for the Bunny Joy Group, that we've left behind us in that way, that we understand that, you know, how efficient and how strong can be your team if you have working parents, part-time employees in your company. I think sometimes this is a topic that you have maybe in other industries a little bit more, or maybe in other generations a little bit more. But I think in the modern working world, this is a change that we are facing that is happening to the better. The flexible work also has its challenges. It is the challenge when you come home and your child wants to show you the newest drawing and you look at your phone. It's the challenge when you bring your kids to bed and you want to read a story and you answer an email. And it's the challenge that, yeah, when the kids are sick, you go into home office, but you still work. But the answer can only be, from my perspective as an MD running a company, to support the employees. But at the end, you know, everybody has to take responsibility for him or herself. And we can only support to make the right decisions.
And I think things are changing. And from that conversation, we've seen that they are slowly, but sometimes there is a little bit more work that can be done. But it's great that that's, you know, especially in your position, that's something that you're kind of instilling in your workers. And I mean, I'm sure you obviously have so much advice that you could give to other working parents, but what would you say would be maybe your one main piece of advice that you could give to a working parent that may be listening to this?
Don't look at it as a weakness. Look at it as a strength. Because as I said, the things that you do, the doing as a parent, is something that makes you a much better employee, a much better manager, a much better creative, a much better production guy or girl. I think that's my truth that I've experienced by myself. Since I'm a parent, I've also became a better creative. Why? Because being a parent makes you, how can I say, makes you come to the core of your emotions. I mean, this love that you start to develop inside of you and to give to that, you know, little person that is your daughter or your son is just, you can't put it in words. You become a different person, but I'm absolutely convinced you become a better employee. You become better at your job. So don't look at it as a weakness.
So we usually end each episode by highlighting industry talent with our B-roll shout out. But for our back to school special, we want to dedicate this shout out to someone who has supported you in your journey as a working parent. So Fabian, who would you like to give your B-roll shout out to?
I mean, there are like 1,000 people that I could, you know, think of, starting, of course, my husband, first of all, then our wonderful Nonna, so his mother, so our grandmother, my mother, my parents, his parents. You know, it takes a whole village to raise a child, and that's what we've done. We've created like this village, this network of absolutely trustworthy people. But you know, in my company and at Endemol Shine, I think of of my co-MD, Ute, because Ute, we run the company together, and she has finance and administration under her, and she's just a strong backbone, and she's a great partner, and I love to work with her. And she's there if, you know, if I need her, if there's something, if there's an important meeting, and, you know, my daughter has 38 degree fever, I call Ute. And, you know, that's really the person I think of. So thank you, Ute.
Many thanks to our guests, Leila Hopday and Fabian Tobias, and to you for listening. We've been your hosts, Yeye Fadaka and Emily Fogok. We'll be back again soon with our next B-roll. Bye for now.